People always ask me, how do I create the person of my dreams that I want in my life? And I always say, take out a piece of paper, write down everything you want in that person, and then become it. Because so many people have so many interesting definitions about what they think love is. Some people have it in terms of need. Some people have it in terms of sexuality. Some people have it in terms of control and dominance and success. So those are different experiences that really don't lead to this concept called love. How come I can't create the relationship that I want? Let me ask you a question. Would you go out with you? So I have a couple of theories about relationships that I think are really important. And I use the same exact principles with my life. Now, first of all, I will never work in a relationship. And I don't think anybody should work in a relationship. I think if you're working in a relationship, something is not clicking. Something is not right. But if you bring your best and the person that you're with brings their best and you celebrate your life together, then there's constructive interference. There's growth. There's energy. If you're not there and you need a mirror or a reflection, then it's good to ask, am I missing something? Am I not seeing myself in some way? And then there's a healthy conversation when you invite it. But if you're not invited to contribute your opinion, then it's better off that you don't. So people always say, I want a loving relationship, but what they really want is happiness, really. So we do these meditations to create love in our lives. And it could be love in familial relationships with your siblings, it could be with your parents, it could be with your friends, or it could be with a significant other. If thoughts are the electrical charge in the quantum field, and feelings are the magnetic charge in the quantum field, and how you think and how you feel broadcasts an electromagnetic signature that influences every single atom in your life. The thought sends a signal out, and the feeling is the magnetic field that draws the event back to you. So if you're not in a place where you're in love with life or in love with yourself or practicing diminishing your emotional reactions to certain people or conditions in your life, and you're living in anger or hostility or judgment or fear, and you want a loving relationship, there is no magnetic field for you to draw that to you. And in fact, if you say to me, well, it's that person or that circumstance that's caused me to feel this way, then I would say that person or that circumstance is controlling the way you feel and the way you think. And anything that controls the way we feel and the way we think, we are victims to. So most people are unconsciously responding to the conditions in their environment, experiencing emotions that are derived from the hormones of stress. Those emotions cause us to feel separate from our dreams. They heighten our senses, so if we can't see them, it doesn't exist. The threat or the danger puts us in emergency mode. Your response to the environment is actually weakening your organism. It's weakening your response, is actually weakening the body. Then you will be, as a victim, more vulnerable to the conditions in your environment, whether large or small. And I'm talking about microorganisms as well. So if you wanted a true relationship where it was fundamentally based on this concept called love, if you could truly begin to practice trading those survival emotions every day for elevated emotions, and you practiced opening your heart, it's a skill that has to take place where you move out of survival. So people say, well, I can't open my heart. I can't feel love. And I say, well, what do you practice feeling? Because whatever you practice feeling, you're feeling most of the time. And that feeling could be guilt, but you're so used to it.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple thousand dollars in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/BBM or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/BBM.
Quit. You wouldn't even know it's guilt. It just feels like you.
Are most people practicing a feeling, or are they just reacting to how they feel?
They're reacting to their external environment. So if they have an unhappy thought, they feel unhappy. If they have a judgmental thought, it produces chemicals that makes you feel polarized. The stronger the emotions that we feel from the problems and conditions in our life, the more altered we feel inside of us, the more we pay attention to what's causing it outside of us. If you have an event in your life, an experience in your life that has a strong emotional charge to it, and you don't feel like your normal self, you feel this alarm system switch on. You're going to narrow your focus on the cause, and the brain's going to take a snapshot. So then what people don't know is that every time they think about that event, they're producing the same chemistry in their brain and body as if the event was occurring. So the highly charged event is actually producing the emotion, and the body is so objective that it doesn't know the difference between the real experience that's creating the emotion and the emotion that the person is fabricating by thought alone. The body's believing. All you need is an image and an emotion, a thought and a feeling, a stimulus and a response, and you're conditioning your body emotionally into the past. The memories, and this is just not in the brain now, it's in the body. So the problem is that it becomes a subconscious program. It's no longer a conscious process. The body has been conditioned into resentment, into unhappiness, into fear, anxiety, whatever it is. So back to our concept of bringing love into your life. So you say to that person, okay, you open your heart, and they're going to say, are you kidding me? Yeah. I was hurt. I'm not going to do that. Let me see your cards first. And once I see your cards, then I'll open up a little bit. In that state of survival, the research shows that the long-term effects of those stress hormones are pushing the genetic buttons that are creating disease. The body can't live in emergency mode for that period of time. So in a sense, the person is making themselves sick by thought alone. The problem is now the body is conditioned into the past, and it's the mind. All of this energy stored in the body, and now the person has to leave their unhappiness and step out into the unknown. They have to get out of the familiar feelings that has defined them. So they'll say, I can't really feel joy. I can't really feel love. And what they're really saying is, I've been conditioning my body emotionally so much into the past that I can't feel anything else other than what I know. People say anger, fear, those are altered states. The survival chemicals are actually knocking your brain and body out of balance. You're out of balance in that moment. And if you keep doing that, the imbalance is now the new balance. And now you're altered emotionally. So back to the concept of love. So the person can theoretically, intellectually, philosophically say, oh, I want this type of person. She's got to be this way. He's got to look this way. He's got to be like this. And they're basically saying, I want something that represents all the things that I no longer want. And so they're creating with their brain and mind, which is perfect. The problem is that if you can't feel the emotion of your future, your manifestation of love before it's made manifest, waiting for the outer environment to change, that's cause and effect. We're waiting for something to happen. If you're feeling the lack and the emptiness, then you're keeping your relationship at arm's length because you don't have the magnetic field to draw to you. So can you teach your body emotionally what the future will feel like before it's made manifest? That means you can't wait for your relationship to feel love. You have to reverse that battleship and understand feeling love and practice getting so present in the moment that you're not anticipating the next moment or trying to predict the future.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.